on. Okay, so I'm talking to John. John came along to my program a few months back, and he'll explain exactly what he does. But he works in a pretty competitive space. The people he targets on Facebook in terms of the market stuff is a pretty targeted, competitive market. And John really wasn't doing a whole lot on Facebook, and he really dialed his system in. So I was just talking to him. Hey, John. So why don't you tell us about kind of your business, and then in the end we'll give everybody your site if they feel like
sure.
they could use your help and stuff. So tell us a bit about what you do.
What I do is I help tech CEOs who are struggling with their investor pitch become irresistible to investors so that they can get funding for their startups. So there's a big problem in the market, which is tech startups, for the most part, don't know how to pitch. They don't know how to be a storyteller. And they don't know investors, and so they're telling the wrong story in the wrong room, and I help them tell a compelling story in the right room.
Yeah, and so Facebook, let's talk about that. A couple of months ago, where were you getting, and now where are you?
I myself was struggling with Facebook. You know, while I understand technology and I understand everything from, you know, artificial intelligence to virtual reality. For me, mastering Facebook with all of its challenges was much more difficult. And I couldn't figure out how to identify the market properly. I couldn't figure out which ads were working. And I had tried several other things, and nothing was working, and I was just spending money and not really getting any good results.
Yeah. Exactly. So let's kind of like, so we found your market, found who your people are, and now it's kind of turned around.
Yeah, it's been fantastic because you took me through a step-by-step process that before was completely overwhelming to me, and you broke it down into stages, and when I would get frustrated, you would just help me take a breath and pull back and take, you know, a big picture, and you have endless patience hand-holding me through a process that to me was overwhelming and frustrating, and I didn't want to give up on it, but it was exasperating without your help. But you said, no, well, first we're going to do this, and then we'll do that, and don't do anything else, just get that mastered. So we're going to test headlines, we're going to test images, and then, you know, we'll test individual interest groups as opposed to a bunch of them. And once we figured out what those elements were, then, you know, it got more sophisticated with, you know, lookalike audiences and Facebook fans and all that other stuff. But you really helped me dial in who my right audience was, what ad they were responding to best, the subtleties of the headlines, all that made people, you know, go from just clicking to actually converting and watching the webinar.
Yeah, and, you know, the cool thing is you know, like this month or last month you did about a 1,600% return on investment on your Facebook ads.
Yeah,
which
I
is awesome.
A little over $1,100 on Facebook ad, and was able to sell $17,000 worth of new business, of new clients signing up for the 8-week program that I offer. And, you know, so that's clearly my best month ever and an incredible return on my investment. But I could never have done it without you, Jason, because not only did you help me with my Facebook ads, but you also helped me with my selling strategy. And while I have a background in sales, the psychology of why somebody buys and figuring out what the why is behind the why and what they're actually buying from me really helped me on my strategy calls figure out exactly what to say to get people to want to take action.
Well, you know, and you're in a, you know, a like you're not in a easy market. Like there's a, you know, like first of all, the people who you work with, you know, people might think, oh, they got a lot of money. No, they're trying to figure out how to work with you to figure out how to get money. You know,
exactly.
So it's not like,
yeah.
You know, you're not working with Fortune 500 CEOs here.
Mm-mm. No, these are startups. And literally, you know, they have to decide between, do they spend money to learn how to get funding or do they spend money on legal fees? Or do they spend money to work out the bugs on their new app? And so I'm competing with a lot of different resources, that they have. It's not like they, it's not like there's, it's you or somebody else that we're going to hire, but it's what's the priority. And I keep reminding them that you can have all the patents and all the logos trademarked until the cows come home, and you can have all the bugs worked out on your prototype, but if you don't get funded, the whole thing doesn't become a reality. So it's really helping them identify what's going to happen if they don't get the funding and how much longer they want to struggle with not getting a yes from an investor.
Well, exactly. And that's the cool thing about what it is. You've dropped into a really competitive market, and, you're not a Facebook ads expert, nor do you ever want to be, but you're just doing awesome. I'm so proud of you, John. And like we were talking before this recording, let's double and triple that and really change your life. And so, hey, John, appreciate chatting with me here today. So where can people, you're listening to this and you're that person who needs John's help. So how do they find out about you?
My website, sellingsecretsforfunding.com. And I have a free podcast where I interview investors, which is The Successful Pitch.
Perfect. So The Successful Pitch on iTunes, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Or the app. No, not – yeah, iTunes, right?
iTunes, yep. It's on iTunes.
Oh,
it's
perfect.
On YouTube. It's on – yeah. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And then your website there. Awesome. So what's your website again?
SellingSecretsForFunding.com.
Awesome. Well, John, I'm so proud of you and so excited to
Thank
see you
Jason.
Just getting started. So thanks again.